That's the Fab Four with All You Need Is Love. Well, right now we have Amy Reese, who is with Envision Greater Fond du Lac. She is the Director of Agricultural Programs, and that's all we need, right? Right, Amy?
Absolutely. I mean, agriculture does some pretty amazing things for people every single day, so you probably...
All right, we're going to try with Amy one more time. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Ah, there you are. Okay. Well, what I was going to say earlier is we've got the Ag Showcase coming up at the end of the month, and that's the reason we're talking to Amy this morning. And who better than her to tell us about it, right?
Yeah, it's March. Believe it or not, it's March. And on March 28th at the Fond du Lac County Fairgrounds Expo Building, we are going to be hosting the 22nd Ag Showcase. And the event is going to run from 9 to 2. And this year, again, we are holding it in collaboration with the Tri-County Home and Outdoor Living Show. So people can get double bang for their attendance, and admission is free. So it's not even a double bang for their buck because it's free to get in. And as you know, our Ag Showcase is a time to celebrate agriculture in Fond du Lac County as well as the state. And we're going to have vendors and farm animals and lots of different things that families can do. This year, we are also doing a ribbon cutting at 9 o'clock because the Agribusiness Council has recently purchased a whole bunch of new agriculture education exhibits. So we are going to officially cut the ribbon so people can start to join, to enjoy them and learn these different ways to learn about agriculture. So we're pretty excited about that as well.
So where are the exhibits going to be housed then after the showcase?
So they currently are at our Envision Greater Fond du Lac office, and some of them are at the fairgrounds, those that are a little bit bigger and aren't as mobile to other places. But we will be, these exhibits will be at our annual events throughout the year, as well as at the Fond du Lac County Fair and the Ag Education Center. So just excited that we have a new opportunity for people to learn about agriculture. And we can't forget about the showcase, because the showcase is always that great place where we have so many different samples of cheese and sausage and beer and wine from around the county that you're full by the time you leave.
Guessing you have to be 21 for the beer and wine, right?
That is the best practice, yeah. Yes.
Okay. So do you have a handle on how many different vendors, exhibits you're going to have at the showcase?
I would say between all the educational stuff, there's probably 25 to 30 tables that will be set up with different things for families to enjoy. Plus, we have the Whisper Hills Petting Zoo, as well as Furrows to Fences will be bringing their Percheron horse again to interact with. So when I was hinting that there would be farm animals, it's the interactive farm animals. Whisper Hills allows families to go right into the corral and get up close and personal with the animals. And then we have, as you said, we have our vendors with different products, and or an educational game that families can partake in. So again, our main theme is to celebrate agriculture, to hear people's agricultural stories and to connect with the ways that agriculture impact a person's daily life.
Okay, so it's free. You don't have to register. What are the hours for this, Amy?
Yep, so March 28th, from 9 o'clock till 2 p.m., so 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
All right. So you're talking about an agricultural showcase. This is going on in Fond du Lac County, but are some of the people involved in the showcase from outside of the county?
Yes. Yeah, we invite vendors from different counties as well. So sure, there are people. That's why we celebrate agriculture as our strong as a strong county, but also throughout the state.
Okay.
We have some of the state commodity groups that will send us, recipe cards and literature and things like that, because it's an educational opportunity, right? Our showcase is where we bring agriculture to the fairgrounds, so within the city limits, for people to enjoy on a never-know-what-kind-of-weather kind of day.
Okay. Do you have some sponsors you wanted to name off, or?
I'm going to pass on that just today because okay. I don't have my list ready right. for you because, we found out that I wasn't necessarily sure I was on today. But
yeah, I wasn't necessarily sure either.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But I'm glad we're talking about it, right?
Yeah.
So, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, Agromatic, Bierschbach, Building and Equipment, Compure Financial, Redinger Farms, Red Tail Ridge Dairy, Knaus Cheese, all of those solid sponsors that we have at many of our events, Condex, Country Vision, CP Feeds. Mm-hmm. So just a really great support from the community as we usually get. Mm-hmm. And again, cheese and sausage, we couldn't have all of the samples that we do without all of the great companies that donate that to our event as well. Mm-hmm. So it's really, I guess I can give you a little snippet. So this event is March 28th. Down the road, as a few months later, we have this crazy June Dairy Month, and I can tell you that Breakfast on the Farm is June 28th, so you really can't mix up the dates this year. March 28th is the showcase. June 28th is Breakfast on the Farm. Our farm this year is in Mount Calvary. We're going to be at Tower View Acres. So if people want to get some dates on their calendars, I would encourage people to mark those two dates.
Amy, thank you for playing phone bingo with me today. I really appreciate that. But
no worries.
So we got her in. We found out about the Ag Showcase. I really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And I hope I see everybody out at the fairgrounds on March 28th.
And we do appreciate her joining us this morning. That is Amy Reese, the Director of Agricultural Programs for Envision Greater Fond du Lac.